Chapter 43, Empowering Platform Teams. In the previous chapter, I introduced the two main types of product teams and described how platform teams create leverage and encapsulate complexity for experienced teams. Platform teams raise the level of empowerment for other teams by abstracting away the underlying complexity of the services and the architecture. The topic of empowerment for platform teams is always a little tricky. That's because while the purpose of an experience team is to solve problems for users and customers, the purpose of a platform team is really to enable the experience teams to better solve problems for their customers. So the contribution of a platform team is indirect. To understand how this impacts platform teams, it helps to separate the two types of work that all product teams, platform and experience teams alike, must do. On the one hand, they are moving the purpose of their team forward. That's their main work, and we'll come back to that in a minute. However, every product team also has some amount of what we call keep the lights on obligations. This is the daily work necessary to keep the business running. Things like fixing critical bugs, addressing performance issues, and adding critical capabilities for non-negotiable things that come up, such as compliance issues. It is true that platform teams tend to have more of these keep the lights on items than the average experience team. And that's because of the nature of the work involved in enabling the teams that depend on them. This might be 10% of the platform team's work, or it might be closer to half of the work. So, separating out the keep the lights on work, there are two main ways that platform teams are empowered to move the platform forward: shared team objectives and platform as a product objectives. Shared team objectives. The most common way for a strong platform team to pursue major work is through shared team objectives. With shared team objectives, the platform team has the same objective as one or more experienced teams. We will discuss the mechanics of shared team objectives in Chapter 57, Collaboration. But for now, it's sufficient to say that the teams work together to discover and develop the solution. Sometimes the collaboration is very deep, essentially requiring the teams to work together closely, almost as one team. For example, consider a content management system, CMS product. And let's suppose you have a platform team that manages back-end storage and API access to content, and an experience team that manages the user-facing content workflow. Suppose further that, so far, the CMS system works with image content, but because of a new market expansion strategy, it needs to now support video content. Here, our platform team and experience team may have a shared team objective to enable video. The two must work together very closely to determine the appropriate experience as well as how it will be implemented. In other cases, the collaboration can be more segmented. The platform team and experience team may be able to define an API that represents a form of contract between the platform team and the experience team. And then each team is able to work largely independently to complete their work. For example, an e-commerce company may be adding a new payment type. A platform team manages all payment complexity and exposes it to experience teams as an API. The product team responsible for the checkout experience creates the user-facing flows, while the platform team implements the integration with the back-end payment processes. The two teams come together for testing and delivery. Whether the collaboration is deep or segmented, the important thing is that the platform team has the same strategic context and goal as the experience team. They are connected as to why the work is important and what it means for the business. Platform as a product objectives. For some companies, their products are platforms. What they sell are APIs that allow their customers and users, usually developers, to build on those capabilities. We call these external platforms. In this case, the platform is the product, and it is treated as such. The customers and users may be developers rather than consumers, but it's a true product nevertheless. On a related note, an emerging trend is that a growing number of companies are working to manage their internal platforms more like external platform products. With these platform products, it's normal to find objectives looking much like experience products, growing the number of customers, getting customers to adopt the capabilities, or better monetize the customers, in the case of external platforms. Just as with any product team, experience, or platform, if we had a major quality issue or performance issue or developer experience issue, rather than just consider this part of normal keep the lights on work, we could elevate this to a team objective. The bottom line is that when it comes to empowering platform teams, if you separate in your mind the normal keep the lights on work from the major work to move the platform forward, then the team objectives and the level of empowerment are comparable to experienced teams.